Last night's council meeting, council gave the second reading of an ordinance establishing rules and regulations regarding the discharge of fireworks within the village. This has been something we have talked about for a number of weeks, and we presented them with a ordinance that would basically ban the use of fireworks if the individual that was setting off the fireworks were not complying with the Ohio Revised Code, the Ohio Administrative Code, and the Ohio Fire Code in regards to the regulations that are established in those three codes. So if a individual was setting off fireworks and met those codes, then they could discharge fireworks. But if they do not, then they cannot discharge fireworks. So this was council's second reading of this ordinance. Council also gave the second reading of an ordinance which sets establishments for registration of vacant buildings within the village of Minster. And what we are trying to do here is register vacant buildings and come up, have the owner of a vacant building come up with a plan on how are they going to use that building in the future, whether that is going to be for renting it out for somebody else, or they're going to raise the building and tear it down. So there's also a registration fee that the registrant of a vacant building would have to pay to the village. It starts at $500 the first year, and then every consecutive year the building remains vacant. That registration fee doubles. So we're trying to encourage local businesses and homeowners that have vacant buildings not to leave them vacant within the village. Council also gave a second reading of an ordinance classifying dangerous buildings within the village of Minster. There are about 11 conditions that could constitute a vacant building that would be a dangerous building in the village of Minster. Those would involve anything that constitutes a fire hazard or creates a safety hazard, or part of the structure is falling down. They could declare a vacant building, and that vacant building would then have to be either fixed or taken down within 90 days. So council went ahead and gave the second reading of that ordinance as well. Council also hired summer employees at the pool. We hired 33 lifeguards and 3 maintenance people at the pool. This will give us the ability to operate the pool from Memorial Day into August of this year. Council also purchased some equipment for the Parks Department. We purchased a 2025 72-inch zero-turn Kubota mower and a set of nursery forks for the Parks Department, which council approved. Council also appointed Connor Barrett as a police officer with the Minster Police Department. Connor is a recent graduate of Wright State's Police Academy and is going to fill the 8th officer position for the department. And he will be a starting pay of $25.72. So last night, Mayor Olegas appointed him as a police officer, and council confirmed that with the passage of a motion.